Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Our scripture lesson today comes from the letter of James, chapter 1, starting with verse 17. Every generous act of giving, with every perfect gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and, on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God, the Father, is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Will you pray with me? Loving and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditation and the inspiration within all of our hearts and thoughts of this day be acceptable in your sight. For you, O Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Yes, this particular month of September, I want to develop a sermon series based on readings from the letter of James. The letter of James is a kind of obscure piece of New Testament writing. There's not a lot of sermons based or Bible studies related to the letter of James. I did have a boss once whose name was James, who loved this letter. James Tarr was his name. He was the chief scout executive for the Boy Scouts of America. And he would often quote from this letter, particularly the key verse that I'll share with you in just a few minutes. Particularly when he wanted his staff to quit just sitting around and listening and get up and do. It's kind of a controversial piece of scripture in the New Testament because there are many that thought it probably had a hard time getting into the Bible in the first place. And Martin Luther suggested that it shouldn't have been in at all. His reason was that he thought it conflicted with his own particular theology. Later on, as we go through these Sundays, we'll maybe take a look at that as well. But the letter of James. What makes it significant is that it was written by Jesus' brother. Jesus, and another word for, or another way of explaining this particular letter, it's Jesus' brother's book of Christian wisdom. It's very clear that it states that it's Jesus' brother. The book of Acts talks about James, the brother of Jesus, as being the leader of the early Christian movement, the early Christian church in Jerusalem. This is not James, the son of Zebedee, who was one of the disciples. James surfaces in the book of Acts, and it's kind of interesting how he kind of comes out of the blue to be a prominent leader of the early Christian movement. He presided over the Jerusalem Council of the early Christian church. It was very important. We also learn that James was somewhat of a scholar and that he was immersed in what is known as the great tradition of biblical wisdom. This is a New Testament book of wisdom. Wisdom is a particular category in the Scriptures. In the Old Testament, we hear about the priest and the prophets, but there was another group called the sages. Those who were trained and who were nurtured and developed a whole means by which of transferring to the next generation ways in which to live life well. These were the sages, the ones who called the young into a life of learning and wisdom. In the Old Testament, the books of wisdom are known as the Proverbs, that's obvious, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. There are several psalms that are considered wisdom psalms. And many scholars suggest that the book of Job is also part of the writings of the wisdom literature. It is an important tradition. Jesus was a wisdom teacher, among the other wonderful, marvelous things that Jesus was. He was also a teacher of wisdom. The book of Proverbs gives us a very important definition right at the start of what this is all about. It is for learning about wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for gaining instruction in wise dealing, righteousness, justice, and equity, to teach shrewdness to the simple, knowledge and prudence to the young. Let the wise also hear and gain learning, and the discerning acquire skill to understand the word of proverb or figures of speech, the words of the wise and their riddles. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. It goes on to say that the Lord by wisdom founded the earth, and by understanding he established the heavens. It has been understood that the whole idea of wisdom permeates the created order itself. It is part of its eternal makeup. For happy are those who find it, and those who get understanding, for her income is better than silver, and her revenue is better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand there are riches and honors. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is the tree of life to those who lay hold of her, and those who hold her fast are called happy. In the grand tradition of biblical wisdom, the symbol is the tree of life, the tree that is planted by the waters, where the roots go down deep and hold firm so the trunk of the tree can grow tall and blossom, and the branches branch out full and the fruit flourishes. The tree of life, that is the image of the one who desires wisdom. James picks up the theme in the New Testament, and he says, if any of you are lacking it, ask God. Plead to God, and God will give to all generously and ungrudgingly. It will be given to you. The admonition for today from James's letter we've already heard. Be doers of the word, not merely hearers who deceive themselves, but those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, the law of love, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act. They will be blessed in their doing. We are inheritors of this great tradition of the Bible. It comes through John Wesley, who calls us into right action with simple admonitions: do no harm, do good, and keep to the ordinances of God. Let me remind you this morning of some of the important ordinances of God as we move into this new fall season. The admonition to keep Sabbath holy, to keep Sabbath, to keep seriously what Sabbath means to you, that God has granted you Sabbath rest and you need your Sabbath rest. Take Sabbath every day, a portion of the day in Sabbath. Make sure each week has Sabbath time for you to be restored and renewed. An admonition to keep your Bible close and to be a Bible reader. Not that you have to spend extensive time, but keep it close and have your Bible close to you. I invite you in the next few months to begin reading the Gospels. Start with the Gospel of Mark. Let the Bible become your friend. I admonish you to regularly participate in worship. When you are not here, you are missed. When the body is together, God is pleased. Worship is the center of our life together as a church. Make worship a holy habit. Nurture your own prayer time. Maybe it's a part of your Sabbath time and your Bible reading time. Be intentional about your prayer, and in particular, intercessory prayer, prayer for others. Nurture soul friendships. Cherish those that you have already. Take care of them. Work on them. Nurture and look for new opportunities to deepen friendships that are meaningful and lifelong. And then open yourself to service in any capacity that gives of yourself selflessly to the work of the kingdom of God. The letter of James calls us to be a people wise.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us in worship every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 in either our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in The Bridge, which offers a contemporary and soulful worship style. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.